Bottom of the 10 o'clock hour, 10:34 to be precise, and it's the midday show. Welcome to the program. We have been all over this artist's latest single. You've been hearing it here on the radio station called Malibu Daydream. Amanda Cross joins us with Derek Cruz, her not just bandmate, but husband as well, regular mate as well, in to sing a couple of songs. The first one is called Hell or High Water. Do me a favor, Laguna Beach, and please welcome Amanda Cross.
Gonna get to you, come hell or high water, gonna take you by the hand. Gonna get to you, come hell or high water, gonna make you understand. I've been seeing you around, I know you're seeing me, I'll show you where we stand. Gonna get to you, come hell or high water, now tell me who's the man. You could get away with treating a lady like that, like I was some kind of plaything you could hang outside to dry. Well, I knew I had to get away, it was all that I could do. Well, guess who's back in town to see you shaking in your boots. Gonna get to you, come hell or high water, gonna take you by the hair. Gonna get to you, come hell or high water, been seeing you around, I know you're seeing me, I'll show you where we stand. Gonna get to you, come hell or high water, now tell me who's the man. Karma, it's a funny thing, it can make you cry, it can make you sing. You're gonna get a taste of yours sitting up on your high horse. Did you feel like a big man when you made me feel so small? Well, it's time to turn the tables, it's time to watch you crawl. Gonna get to you, come hell or high water, gonna take you by the head. Gonna get to you, come hell or high water, gonna make you understand. I've been seeing.
Derek Cruz on guitar and vocals, coming at you live here at KXFM in Laguna Beach. So happy to be here. And this next song is called Desert Rose.
Wandering star in the velvet sky. she used to be before. She's leaving behind broken dreams. They fade away into memories. Howling like a hurricane a million miles away. With her ear to the ground, she can hear them calling her name. And desert rose. Desert rose.
Hot. Amanda Cross along with Derek Cruz in our live room. Beautiful song, Desert Rose. They started with Hell or High Water. We're going to give you the single we've been playing for a while here. We were first on board with this single on their walk in, and we're going to have a conversation with them. This is Amanda Cross and Malibu Daydream.
Yeah.
got sky up above me, got plenty of time.
Daydream off our playlist, 10:47 the time, 13 minutes shy of 11 o'clock. And the Mornings with Ed show is the midday show. And with that, Amanda Cross in studio along with Derek Cruz. Thank you both for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
First of all, outstanding in the live room. Just great live performance.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Had so much fun.
You guys just killed it.
It's great.
You're too kind.
Don't let it get around. I'm not going to neglect this moment without saying welcome to Layla as well.
Yes, our little assistant here.
So a two-year-old Yorkie with still the puppy cut that I love.
Yeah, forever and ever.
And she's a magnificent partner, I notice.
Right? Yeah. She's great. She loves being in the studio, loves being on stage. Yes, she has even joined me on stage before. She's great.
Yeah, she's the perfect icebreaker.
Yes, exactly.
So she walks in and I don't even pay attention to these two.
Right.
It's just me and Layla for a couple of minutes. I really, really enjoyed that. So the song we just heard, the song we've been playing, Malibu Daydream, tell me about that a little bit.
Well, it was written about a year ago. Derek and I wrote it together, and we actually, you know, Malibu is one of our favorite places. I mean, the beach in general is one of our favorite places to go, and we wanted to write, you know, something that was inspired by the setting and just kind of made you feel like you were driving along the highway, which is also one of our favorite things to do, driving along the Pacific Coast and, you know,
song,
with the top down just smelling the ocean air and just gives you those beach vibes. And we wrote it actually in the wintertime, and we wanted to feel like it was summer.
We're definitely missing. Yeah.
Yeah. We were up in the Poconos actually at a studio called Velvet Elk Studios. And, it's been really great. We, you know, released it at the beginning of the summer and it's just had such a great response. My favorite thing is for people to say that it makes them feel like they're at the beach.
Well, I need to tell you that. So you say that that's what you, the intent that you wrote it with, and that's exactly what we hear it with.
Yeah.
No kidding. It's a singularly unique experience to roll down the highway on Coast Highway and, like you said, smell the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that song gives you that feeling.
We smelled it when we rolled in here.
Yeah,
it was great.
And thank you for making the drive, by the way, all the way from LA. What time did you leave the house this morning?
8 a.m.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. That's a bad.
All right. That wasn't right. bad. That's a pretty good. That's
not a bad commute. Yeah.
Pretty deep. Pretty.
It's a nice view you guys have. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Well, we are very proud of our view here. We really
better
are.
Than what we have in New York. You know, we're looking at brick buildings most of the time.
You're talking about New York. What part of New York are you from?
Well, originally Brooklyn, and now Queens. Yeah.
All right. I'm from the Bronx.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, nice.
Yeah. Born and raised in the Bronx.
You spent some time.
Yeah, I lived in the Bronx for a couple of years.
Well, fantastic. Did you catch any Yankee games while you were there?
I lived right by Yankee Stadium.
See, there you go.
Yes, I did.
There you go. So you had to have caught some Yankee
exactly.
games. Right on. All right. Well, we'll get back to the New York conversation in just a minute here. The two of you, not just bandmates, but mates, period, right?
Yeah, period, yeah.
So that's when did this happen?
Soulmate, you know.
Yeah. So I love that. Perfect first definition of mate, soulmate.
Yeah.
When did we meet?
2012.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. On a gig, actually.
On a gig.
That's what I wanted to hear.
She was the beautiful redhead singer at the time.
Right.
I did. My hair was a little red. It was a strawberry blonde.
Okay.
It was because you were playing with Chromeo at the time, right?
And I was singing backup for Chromeo.
Right.
And yeah, we met on it. It was like a corporate, you know, private gig.
Right.
And fundraiser gig. And
it was love at first sight.
And
I like hearing that. What now was it? He says love at first sight. Was it love at first sight for you?
I mean, you know, it was. I feel like I took a little like longer to like maybe
come around.
Come around. Well, I was like, because
he's just so
off.
Smooth. Maybe because
he's smooth.
He is smooth. So
and
that's deceptive.
I was like, this guy's maybe he's a little too smooth. I don't know.
No. Well, peanut butter smooth. I mean,
But yeah, it was great. We started playing music together and writing together and just really hit it off.
Yeah. And I mean, she had my last name, right? In English, right?
Right.
Cruz
and Cross.
Right.
I don't have to go too crazy on the marriage license.
Cruz Cross. That could be like a little.
That's our duo.
Little rap band duo
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right?
Cruz Cross.
Yeah, totally.
So, in the writing of the music, now that you've joined forces after 2012, you were writing all your own music, and I imagine that you, Derek, were writing your own music.
Yeah.
That collaboration that happens after you become a couple.
Yeah.
The give and take there. Tell me about that and who, you know, if she comes up with an idea, is it her idea and you just you help on it or how does this work?
We definitely fight over like, you know, I'm like, "Come on, we got to finish the song today." Today I was like, "We're going to do a new song on the radio. No one's heard it before." And she's like, "I don't want to do that."
I feel like it happens different with different songs, but like I remember one of the first songs we did, Derek just sat down at the piano and started playing a melody. And then I feel like I'm good at coming up with melodies and like catchy hooks, and so I feel like I just would start singing something and then it just kind of organically happens. You know, when we're lucky. Sometimes it's not that easy.
Yeah, you bang your head against a wall.
Yeah, yeah. Right. But
you know, going like, "Oh, why do these lyrics feel so cheesy?"
Yeah.
But you know,
it happens.
You fall down the cliche more.
Yeah. But I feel like we create some really amazing magic together. So
yeah, I believe you do, and not just with the live, not just with the stuff that we have here on our playlist or the live set that you just did, but even in the warming up, there is a magic, there's a chemistry that happens that I don't often witness with other bands.
Oh wow, yeah,
So that's actually
didn't realize that. Yeah,
yeah, congratulations,
nice.
That was very
Thank
cool.
You.
Yeah,
we're just trying to find the vibe, you know, like that's why we love the beach. That's why we love, you know, the music to me, right, is emotion, right? So like.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That emotion between us finding something that we can, you know, hopefully y'all will like.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, in the car on the way here, were we singing? Were we, what's the preparation like in the car on the ride here?
I do a little bit of vocal warm-ups. I'm making sure I'm drinking a lot of water.
Right.
And then we're just listening to music while we were tuning into KXFM.
Yeah, we actually enjoyed the 9 o'clock hour.
Personal stash.
Personal stash. Some stones in there.
Yeah.
And some
getting into the mode, getting into the vibe. And
now, a little self-indulgence, if I may. If you didn't hear the exact top of the 9 o'clock hour, we start each 9 o'clock hour off with something called Intro Wars.
I'm searching
for the greatest intro of all time. I'd love for you to go ahead and chime in every once in a while.
We were actually having that debate in the car.
We were, because, I mean, at first I was so much partial to
Steve Miller.
I was like, yes,
Steve Miller.
Well, it's instant. You hear it.
Yeah.
I was saying that the kind of riff that is like greatest riff of all time, right? Opening riff. You want to go grab a guitar and learn how to play it, right? So when I heard that riff for Steve Miller, I was like, this is totally me. I have to, how do I do this? Dad, tell me how to do this, right? Whoever. So, but then, you know, like the Eagles.
Yeah, it's tough. So great. It's tough.
Right, it is tough.
So up until this point, they're both undefeated. We have 6,000 intros we have to go through. So we're only about halfway through at this point. We will eventually crown a single champion. I've set it up so that it's like a tournament at the end of the last 500. So
I mean, Zeppelin's got to be in there, I'm sure, right?
Zeppelin has 15 entries that are still in the competition.
Yeah.
And I think the next highest is Van Halen that has 13 entries that are still in.
Wow. So Zeppelin's the highest.
Well, so far they've only lost one or two. I started with like 21 Zeppelin intros. So if they're at 50, they've lost six.
How dare your listeners?
So you
got the lead, man.
No, I'm telling you, it's going to be. There's a couple of that are going to be hard to beat. There's a couple of lead intros that are impossible to beat. Yeah. Rock and Roll, one of them. Black Dog, another. Of course.
Yeah.
So recognizable.
And the Stones.
Immigrant Song.
Give me Shelter's doing really well.
That song's so great.
And tell me that these intros aren't catchy to you. So yeah.
I saw those guys in London actually at Hyde Park.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What a show.
That's where you want to see them.
Such a show. Although mixed like a little ant, you know, with all the people.
Yeah. Enough about me. Though okay, enough about that. Thank you very much for the indulgence there, Derek. Your guitar work, and I'm not just saying this, pretty damn impressive.
Oh, thank you.
How long have you been playing?
Oh wow, almost 30 years at this point.
There you go. Yeah. It sounds like it. It really does. You are so comfortable with it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's definitely an extension. You know, like I love instruments. Jeff Tweedy once said, like, you know, you buy a guitar because there's songs waiting to be written in them, right? And I totally agree with that. There's every instrument, bass, drums, piano, like there's something there for, you know, where you're not going to write the same kind of song on piano as you would with the guitar.
Tell me the difference.
Well, to me, it's like when I sit down at a piano, I think Elton, I think, you know, more Freddie Mercury, like. Right. Which you get into the nice little hair metal licks, which, by the way, I believe Brian May is the one who created hair metal.
You know what? You may be right.
Right? The hair,
you may actually be
the
right.
Lick, the guitarmonies, right? Come on. So, yeah, every instrument's different, but they're all beautiful. The piano, just the way it's laid out, right? It's laid out, you know, the harp is the same way.
Right.
So it's just, you know, it's such an interesting thing where a guitar... No, I think more punk rock.
Right.
You
know? Right. And you mentioned guitar and piano and writing songs on a piano. And you also, while you were in the studio, by the way, if the percussion you heard was also Derek, not just on guitar, but percussion. Is there an instrument you don't play? Or is there...
Oh my gosh. He brings in like a new instrument. I feel like every year you're like, I'm going to learn the cello.
I'm
going to get a banjo, a mandolin.
Yeah. Next on piccolo.
Pretty versatile, I would say.
French horn would be the one if I could learn it. I just want to play that solo and the Beatles.
I always want that. I'm just not a musician at all. I sing horribly. I don't play an instrument. But if I were to have an instrument, I think I'd be a sax player.
All right.
I'd love to play a sax. And in a cool rock band. I think every rock band needs a good sax player.
I mean, you got Bruce, you got Clarence Clemons.
Right, exactly. Yeah, Stones had a great sax player. Bobby for a while. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not to embarrass you, but we were talking about great instrument play with him. That instrument that is the magnificent voice of yours, that is an amazing instrument right there.
Thank you so much.
So
thank you.
When does someone get the confidence to sing in public for the first time? When did that happen where you went, you know what, I'm done singing by myself. I can sing in front of people.
Well, it sounds like silly and maybe cliche, but I did grow up singing in church.
Okay.
And I do remember very clearly and vividly, like, 9 years old singing a solo for the first time and getting off the stage and having people, you know, say it was really good and just knowing and being like, wow, I think maybe I can sing. Maybe I, you know, maybe this is something. And then I started to sing in choirs at school and it just kind of went on from there and taking private voice lessons.
What about Britney Spears though?
Oh gosh.
Okay.
Bringing that up. No, I used to like impersonate Britney Spears and I won a few competitions.
All right. I you know what?
I sometimes make her do it for me.
Very cool. Here, put on the schoolgirl outfit for me, please. Yeah. Sing a little Britney for me.
Yeah.
I love Britney.
I
absolutely love Britney.
I love her to death. I just like every time she posts something online, I'm just like, Brittany, why? Why, darling?
Come on.
We love
all
you.
All the love
we
love for Brittany.
We're here for you.
Yeah, we do. So the first song that was done here in the live room, Hell or High Water, a kind of a man's world, but I'm feeling the funk now.
Yes, woman. Exactly.
Women empowerment.
Women empowerment, like just standing up for yourself and not feeling like, I feel like women a lot of the times in society and the world are kind of made to feel like they need to be quiet and not strong and not, you know, like a strong woman is sometimes called like, oh, she's being aggressive. She's being, you know.
Right.
And I feel like it's just owning that.
Right. She's wanting to make her own medical choices.
Right, like,
what
the hell is
that? Yeah. Yeah. What's wrong with you people? How dare you?
Yeah.
You want the same rights. Wow. Yeah, so I feel like it's definitely that message of empowerment and rocking with that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, what was the inspiration for it again, like when you wrote it?
Well, it was around the time when a lot of stuff was going on in the world and in politics and
so yesterday, like,
pretty much.
You know, the Me Too thing came out and everything, and just like,
well, that's why it's got that stomping
wanting
thing.
It's kind of being angry, and it's okay to be, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Angry. It's wonderfully put together. It's wonderfully arranged, first of all, and beautiful sentiments in the vocals and in the
Very
words
much.
To it.
Thank
I really, really
Thank
enjoyed
you.
It. Desert Rose was the second song you did live. Mm-hmm. Who is Desert Rose? Who did you model that song after?
Well, I mean, it definitely was inspired by the goddess that she is, Stevie Nicks.
We all bow down to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just the image of just, I see like a woman in the desert and just owning she's haunted. She's kind of searching for something. I don't know, maybe you can play.
Yeah. No, well, you know, the imagery in that one, right, is, again, like, after we took a trip to Joshua Tree, right? I was doing a record out in Joshua Tree at the Rancho de la Luna with the guys from Eagles Death Metal and Queens of Stone Age.
Okay.
And having that trip, Amanda and I got to...
Yeah, I feel like it was, like, right after that trip.
We got to experience the deserts.
The magic
such a,
of it.
Such, it's like the beach, right?
Right.
Where, in the sense, that, obviously, there's sand everywhere and blue sky, but... And the sun, but there's that like magic of like Joshua Tree, the desert, like the way that the stars hit. You know, there's just something there.
It's desolation without the loneliness.
Yeah,
that's what I find.
Yeah,
the
desert.
Yeah.
And then there's all the radioactive people. You know.
Yeah, exactly. So, are we touring? Are we finishing an album? What's the plan? What are we doing?
So,
here?
So the plan is.
Release. We're going to release some Hell or High Water is going to come out.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's the next single.
Yeah.
We're doing a video, hopefully, when we get back to New York.
Right.
Yeah.
We've been doing a lot of work, doing a lot of videos.
We actually have a surprise release that no one knows about, but we'll tell you, Ed.
I'd love that.
We're going to just give a little treat for Halloween.
Oh.
Little.
Yeah. Okay.
Little treat.
I love this.
Yeah. We did a song.
There's a video to go with
it. We did a song like 5 years ago that we completely forgot about, right?
So funny.
Yeah. And then we're like, wait, oh, we have this Halloween-inspired song.
And I was like, oh my gosh, how did we forget about that?
A treat for Halloween with no trick.
No trick.
All right, this
is
cool.
Oh, there might be a little bit of a trick.
I'm
going to have to watch the video and see.
So you mentioned you're going to make a video in New York, and I ask this often because it really, for me, for artists, it's so important. You control your music and what you write and what's recorded. Mm-hmm. Do you feel the same ownership over a video if you have a video director who's helping you or someone else who's making the video? Does it always translate directly into what you're thinking and what's your head? How much involvement do you have?
I think I'm involved a ton. I think we both are artistically. I think that we love to be involved in the editing process, whether or not we edit the video ourselves, which we did with Malibu Daydream.
We conceptualized the whole thing.
We did that, yeah. I think we're involved from conception to
inception.
Heavily involved. It's really important to me to, you know, make something that really exemplifies, you know, the song, what I'm going for that. For Malibu Daydream, it was, you know, my love of like vintage and classic films and of course Malibu, which is where we filmed it. And I think it's really important for us to be involved, yeah, in the whole process.
Yeah, the visuals, I think, are like, I love great, we both do, we love great classic films, right? Like, from, you know, like Alfred Hitchcock, yeah, you know, to you know, the Stanley Kubricks of the world, right?
Right.
But, with Malibu, right? And with every video, we always want it to be visually stunning. As hard as we work on the music, we want the, you know, like, you to have that same kind of experience that you do when, you know, you'd go in the movie theater and go watch, you know, something. You go like, oh, wow, this is, you know, a mini film.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the next video definitely, like, that we did with this great videographer, Steve Selman, right?
Right. Yeah.
We did, it's a haunting little film, actually.
A little bit of noir.
Oh, okay, yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Will it remind us of Alfred's movies?
It's got a little bit of that feel, a little bit more modern.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit, maybe more mix. Stranger Things. You know?
Okay. All right. That's pretty cool. That's a good sell, by the way. That's a good sell.
It could be the third man, you know, or M, who knows.
Right. So you're completely comfortable someone else is working on the video. If it's not coming out exactly like you like and they charge a lot per hour to work on it, you're okay going, you know what? I don't care. Let's make it the way we want. That's more important.
Yes, definitely, for sure. Right. Yeah. It's worth it.
Because in the end, right, it's like your vision, right?
Right.
When we're recording songs, I'm always trying to pull what's out of Amanda's head. Like, what do you hear?
What
do
you want to say?
Right.
In that head of yours.
And it's good you do that because it stays forever. Right? Yeah. Once it's done, it stays forever.
True.
So make it the way you want.
Yeah, it's important.
Where can our listeners find your stuff and support you that supports you directly or the most or the best?
Well, you can find my music on Spotify, Apple Music, all the streaming services, the website, amandacrossmusic.com.
Find all the video.
The video on YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. That'd be awesome. You can follow me on,
TikTok.
All the social media. It's everything's pretty much Amanda Cross Music.
Okay. Simple.
On all the
social
media. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I want you to, as you release things, as things are happening in your career, I want you back here with constant updates. I love you guys.
Yeah,
would
thank
love
you,
to come back. Yeah. Right. Love it. We had a great time.
All right.
love your station here.
Thank you so much, Derek Cruz, Amanda Cross. Thank you so much, both of you, for being here. Thank you for a great performance and a cool conversation.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Ed. All right,
thank you. 11:07 the time.